This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Boy, there is a lot to talk about today. The president has pardoned about 1,600 people, prisoners. So you know, usually the president pardons around 20 people. 1,600 people. And, by the way, they always pardon the most controversial almost during the time of the swearing in. The last thing the president does as he's walking out of the office. So who will we find out about tomorrow? The press is focusing in all of the wrong places on this. Also, disrupt J20. Disrupt January 20th. The people who want chaos on the mall tomorrow, chaos in America, as he raises his hand to take the oath of office. An exclusive interview from The Blaze with one of the organizers of Disrupt J20. We go there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Cause we are one. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Cause we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I guess we are 2 days away. I was thinking it was Thursday. I kind of like the 3-day work week. I think we should push for that. Universal mincome and
2-day work weeks.
Yeah, 1-day work week. We'll call in.
First of all, if it's a mincome, why work?
Why? Thank you. Thank you. Boy, what a slippery slope we just hit pretty quickly. We have Doc Thompson with us. He does mornings on the Blaze Radio Network. And you have been kind of taking my approach of, hey, let's listen to people.
Right.
And it has paid off in a big way. Mm-hmm. Tell us how.
I was following your other approaches in life, and those weren't working out so well for me.
Right.
So I decided this one would work. So a couple of weeks ago, we found out about this J20. This is the Disrupt J20, where they're organizing all of the different little factions. Anybody who is opposed to some of our ideals for whatever the little issue, abortion, gun control, whatever, to bring them all together in D.C. and do whatever they can to actually disrupt the inauguration on some level to stop him from becoming president, which is a little nutty to me. We found out about it. My producer, Chris Cruz, said, okay, let me try to get them on. And he amazingly got a lady by the name of Lacey McCauley to come on. Apparently, she doesn't have access to the internet to find out about me. So she actually agreed to the interview.
Yeah, but you were honest with her.
I was, yeah. A lot of people think that, you know, by asking tough questions or that I am satirical over the top at times that I'm going to treat them that way. And we didn't. We heard her out. She said some things that the audience objected to, some things I did as well. I didn't debate every issue, but we talked about the Disrupt J20. And she said it's nonviolent. They just want to disrupt civil disobedience, use phrases like that. And I said, listen, I will stand with you for your right to express your First Amendment rights. I will stand with you, but not for violence, not for breaking the law, anything like this. So then James O'Keefe and Project Veritas released their first video that seems to show that they want something a little more than just civil disobedience, possibly some things that are pretty dangerous.
Is she in the video?
She is not in the first one, but they mention her in the second one, which was released late yesterday. So after the first one was released the day before yesterday, we interviewed her yesterday morning, and she said basically that the people in the video that were calling for stink bomb acid, I can't remember the type of acid it's called, to be put in the ventilation or the sprinklers off, that they knew, and I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially they knew that the person that was talking to them was not one of them. And she said, we knew it was some sort of scam. We didn't know who. It could have been police. It could have been.
So you make it worse?
That was my question. I said, why would you incriminate yourself? They can use this as evidence. And she really didn't have a great answer for that.
Right.
But she stuck to that this was all just a big ruse that they were putting on for whoever was interviewing them, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then the video came out yesterday that seems to show a little bit more. So I have a clip, if you want to hear it, of yesterday's interview with her where we. She mentions a couple of things like that and then also talks about James O'Keefe.
Okay, here it is.
Once again, I'm going to offer you the opportunity to condemn any acts of violence or anything that would get anybody hurt this week in D.C.
Well, thank you very much, Doc. This is absolutely something that we articulate and reaffirm at every single one of the meetings of Disrupt J20. And, you know, this is a commitment to harming no one.
You believe James O'Keefe is working on behalf of Nazis, or he's doing the work of Nazis, white nationalists?
Well, he basically is attacking our group, the DC Anti-Fascist Coalition, and our targets are the people who are modern-day Nazis.
They voted for Trump. They're looking for something different, but they don't necessarily stand with the Nazis. I mean, you understand the difference.
I think it's pretty clear to me that he is attacking a group that protests Nazis. Puts him on that side.
President-elect Trump until Friday, you don't think that he supports Nazi issues, do you?
Well, I think that there's basically a reason that these groups have been so celebratory of his policies.
Unbelievable.
Glenn Beck, your thoughts on that?
quite clearly. Misguided. I mean, I stand against fascism.
Yeah.
I stand against Nazis. To tie Donald Trump, actually tie him to Nazis is ridiculous. To tie Steve Bannon to the Nazi movement is not. But there is nothing in Donald Trump's history that shows that he is racist. Maybe the thing, Stu, that, you know, he went for the casino thing, that's probably the biggest mark of racist. But other than that, in his history, does he have that tendency that it would show that he was a Nazi?
No, God, no. You're talking about Steve Bannon. I mean, he. There are obviously a lot of people in the alt-right that embrace those values and send people, you know, pictures of them in gas chambers and such. But
yes.
There's most people, even Ben Shapiro, who is an ardent critic of Steve Bannon's, has said he doesn't think he believes those things.
He's don't think so either. He's using them.
Yeah.
And I think that there is a case to be made that Steve Bannon is connected and using them. And Donald Trump was taking advice from Steve Bannon, but I don't think he's a Nazi.
It's funny though, there's so many subtle levels of this. Yes, clearly there are people in America that identify with Nazis. These people are crazy, right? It's not everybody automatically in the alt-right, the right or whatever, is a Nazi just because we disagree. There's many, many levels that get you closer and closer to that.
Even a lot of the Nazis weren't Nazis as we think of them today.
Right, I got to do this, right?
Yeah, again, that's horrible. But I'm not even talking about, like, there are people who were in the party who didn't do all of those things even back then to assign. It's true.
No, I know it's true. You and I are both, more well-read on the Nazi movement than 99% of the Nazis.
Right, and there's no reason to draw gray areas about the Nazis. My point, though, they're all obviously horrible. The point, though, is that even people who would today identify themselves that way weren't people who've killed 6 million Jews. This is why everyone gets so frustrated with Nazi comparisons. We all know how that ended up, so therefore everyone jumps to the end point of that. However, there was a lot of stuff early on that wasn't so. It wasn't so clear they were going to wind up killing 6 million Jews, even though Hitler was very clear about his intentions.
Again, people not taking him literally, but taking him seriously.
Yeah. Point is, though, you can't compare. I mean, obviously, a comparison like that, where you're just throwing everyone half this freaking country in the boats of Nazis, is just completely absurd.
And to disrupt the inauguration destroys the main thing about America, and that is we have a peaceful transfer of power. That is one of the most stabilizing points that we can make to the rest of the world. Look, we strongly disagree, but we always have a peaceful transfer of power. Even though, I mean, we can compare this, you know, the Secret Service was not in effect with Abraham Lincoln. We didn't have a Secret Service. Abraham Lincoln did not understand how divided this country was until he made it to Baltimore. Most people don't know this, but there was a plot against his life coming in for his first inauguration from Illinois. And he took the train to Philadelphia. And he was supposed to then take the train to Baltimore the next morning. What people didn't know is he actually took a train. He got into Philadelphia, and instead of staying, he went out the back door and in the cover of darkness went to, I want to say it was like Hershey or someplace in that area, and then took another train in the middle of the night to Washington and completely bypassed. It was in Philadelphia. It was Baltimore. He made it all the way to Baltimore. And it was the next morning they were going to kill him at the train station. So he took another train out and then rerouted to Washington. But it was in him walking down the street to get out where he heard all of the anti-Lincoln and anti-North sentiment on the streets. And he couldn't believe it. He said later, I didn't understand how divided we were as a country, that there were people willing to kill the people in the North. It wasn't just me. I think we're close to that point again, to where we are so divided and the extremes on both sides have been so wound up by politicians that they think now is their moment.
Imagine if they get what they want on Friday. It's like the dog that catches the car. What are you going to do now? What do they think is going to happen? We disrupted it. He didn't get inaugurated. Everyone's just going to go back to their life. Obama stays president. All hell breaks loose if they disrupt that.
And he's inaugurated anyway.
And he gets inaugurated anyway.
They'll just go inside and inaugurate him.
That's right. But that's what happens. That's what people want. There are a great number of people now that want a crackdown. They want the chaos because they want the crackdown.
And we were such...
She says she's anti-fascist. Well, what do you think... How are fascistic states created? They're created by crackdowns because crackpots went and burned down the Reichstag.
I thought it was with marshmallows and rainbows. I thought that's how it was created, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. It's really frightening to see the left. And again, the media has called a whole group of people Nazis. Not what I said.
Right.
These are brown shirt tactics. And there's a difference between brown shirt tactics and Nazis. While they were both Nazis, one is describing a person and a group of people. The other is saying, you're using the same tactics here.
Did you see the second James O'Keefe video, the Project Veritas one?
No.
In it, at one point, one of the guys talking, he's like, "Well, you know, let me." This is one of the Disrupt J20 people. Let me call my comrade and see if he can blah
comrade.
Blah blah. So you anti-fascist people,
communists,
right? Communists. So
they're communists.
And you think that's better? These are the people that believe that they are opposite ends of the spectrum. I do not believe that.
No, they're not. It's total government.
Right.
Doc, thank you so much.
Thank you,
for
guys.
Bringing
appreciate
that in.
Have a great day.
And you know, your mom can fix those pants.
Okay, I'm flying immediately after this segment to D.C.
Yes.
And these are my TSA pants because, yes, it makes me uncomfortable when TSA touches me. Uh-huh. But with these, because I make them pat me down as part of my civil disobedience.
Are it's they
gonna,
ripped in the butt? Or
yes,
something?
They are. Right here.
Yes,
see, right
they
here?
Are. Yeah, they are.
It's definitely going to make them uncomfortable.
Thank you for sharing that with
yes,
me.
Yes, here you
way.
Go, Pat.
Was,
yes,
wow.
No, thank you.
So, that's for you,
okay.
Pat. Rump shaker,
right.
baby. Rump shaker.
Okay, all right. Thank you. You've got to go off the set now. We're never going to get that.
Don't you need to hit a flight?
I do. I got to go. In fact, I'm going to get out. I'm glad you said that.
Some things you just can't unsee, and that's one of them.
Yikes.
I mean, but Donnie and I were in Vegas this weekend, and I would say somebody would walk by, and I'd be like, you can't unsee that one. And she was like, oh, you know, but you can replace it. Replace it with that one. And these people were, oh, there was a woman that I saw at a really nice restaurant dressed as a very nice hooker, I think. And Tanya pointed out she might be. And I'm like, well, okay, yes, I did see Pretty Woman. Maybe she is. But I don't think she was. You know how women go to Vegas and they dress like hookers? This woman was...
It's actually their city slogan.
Yeah, yeah. This woman was plump. Mm-hmm. And she honestly had a dress on, and she was probably 40. Mm-hmm. And she had a dress on where I could see the cheek come down, okay? I could see the cheek meet the leg. Now, she was standing with her butt towards me, and I said to Tanya, I'm torn because I want her to turn around to see how this works on the front because I said, just draw a mental line around. So I want to see how this works in the front, and yet I really don't. Don't want
especially
to see
in a food environment.
Yeah,
you have to see that.
No.
You don't go to Vegas.
Again,
to
there
see.
Are things you cannot unsee. There's a reason why ZipRecruiter has now been used by over 1 million businesses. Our sponsor this half hour, finding quality candidates can be a difficult task, but with a single click, ZipRecruiter can have your job posted to 200 plus job sites. All of the top job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter. It's not enough anymore to just post on one place. That's why over 1 million businesses have gone with ZipRecruiter to find their quality candidates. ZipRecruiter is not a website. It's an actual software system that gives you a dashboard, and you type up your job description. You use ZipRecruiter to upload it. 100+ different job sites. It does all categories, all cities, all across the United States. And then it filters them as they come in, and you're able to put, you know, mark these ones. I want these people to respond back. I'm not interested in these. It helps you filter and organize. So big, huge businesses are using this, and small businesses are using this. Businesses like mine, ZipRecruiter. You can try it for free and see why we use it, because once you use it, you're not going to go back. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Use it for free right now and see what we're talking about. If you're hiring somebody, use this system, ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Use it for free now, ZipRecruiter.com/Beck.
We have one. The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Sign up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com.
Okay, I have a few things to say today about Barack Obama and about the release of prisoners.
Everyone is paying attention to who is being called Chelsea Manning. I'm sorry. It's Bradley Manning. You can identify, but that doesn't mean I have to identify. It doesn't mean I have to play into your madness. You want to have the surgery, and I will say you're a woman. But until you have had the surgery, and even then I'm giving you a gift, you're still biologically a man. But I'll go with it. But I'm not going to go over the cliff with the rest of humanity and deny science. Don't call me a science denier. I'm not going to deny science. So anyway, then I don't know why we're even talking about that is irrelevant, except I think that's why the president released Bradley Manning, because he's struggling with his sexuality. Is that why we released him? Why did we release this guy? Seriously.
That was not part of their justification for the move.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. The op-eds I read about it yesterday or last night were all saying, you know, they thought that's what played the big role. I can't believe that. I don't want to believe that.
Oh, I absolutely would believe that.
I don't want to believe it.
Wouldn't you believe that?
Yes.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense in this mad world of Barack
Obama. I don't
Obama.
Think it does. I don't think that's what played. Because the
it may or may not have. I don't know.
Other guy that we'll get back to Bradley Manning, because that is offensive.
Even Democratic senators are speaking out against that.
Good.
And we'll play some.
The other guy that he released at the same time, not the general, the Marxist terrorist. Mm-hmm.
From Chicago.
And nobody's talking about him. Mm-hmm. And I want to have a conversation with those on the left that now fear Donald Trump, that say you can't compare the two. I want to show you why you're wrong. Next.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Okay. I want to have a talk with those in the media and those on the left that have lectured me over and over again that you can't compare what we're saying about Donald Trump to Barack Obama. You can't compare what we're doing to what you did.
No, we can't compare. What they're doing is a lot worse.
Well, they're saying, no, Barack Obama, you know, he wasn't a racist. He wasn't a danger. He wasn't a fascist. No.
Was
I'm not
going to
make,
danger?
Hang on. What, I'm not going to make any accusations because I want the people on the left to hear this. I understand why you're making now on BuzzFeed a list of all of Donald Trump's connections of businesses. I understand that. And here's what I think you're feeling. When it comes to the businesses, you're seeing guys like Rex Tillerson. And you're saying, well, Rex Tillerson, he's an oil guy. And all he's going to do is he's going to play footsies with Russia and the Middle East and everybody else so we can get oil contracts and he'll make money and it'll be business as usual and it'll be all of the rich getting richer. Okay, I understand that. That's the way I felt with Hillary Clinton and her speeches in Wall Street and Goldman Sachs. It's the way I felt with the bailouts of GM and the bailouts of the bank under Barack Obama and George W. Bush. We might like capitalism, but we haven't done real capitalism in a very long time. We're doing crony capitalism, which is just corruption. So you're trying to make the connections now through BuzzFeed on all of the things and all of the people that he is attached to. Okay, I understand your fear. I don't necessarily agree with all of it, but I do understand your fear.
Can you give us the same respect and admit, you don't have to say that Barack Obama is, but would you admit that the connections that Barack Obama has with Marxist radical family members, his grandfather, his mother, his father, and all of the people that he has seemingly surrounded himself with, including Jeremiah Wright and things like that, who are for Marxist liberation theology, his stated theology that there is no personal salvation, it is only a collective salvation, which is Marxist liberation theology. That's where that came from. For those of us who believe Marxism is wrong, flawed, and no matter how many times it's tried, it will end in millions of murders, will you at least give us the benefit of the doubt and say, ah, okay, I see why you were concerned? Now, the reason why there was so much, why the birther thing lasted, why it took root, is because the left and the media refused to look into legitimate connections. They dismissed every connection to anything with Barack Obama. They would not say things like, wait a minute, what's happening with Bradley Manning? That's crazy. What's happening with the giving of three really bad guys for Manning? What is it with putting, and I know you have a love affair with Van Jones. I do not. I think he's a chameleon, and he has personally stated that he is a chameleon. He is a 9/11 truther, which you have a problem with Alex Jones. Well, so do I. And one of the reasons is because he is the birthplace of the 9/11 Truth Project. Okay, so is Van Jones. You don't have a problem with that. Why? He's a stated Marxist. You don't have a problem with that. Okay, but will you recognize that I have a problem with that? Now, to say that Barack Obama is a Marxist requires a leap, because he's never said it. But his policies of reversing the Constitution, his stated problem with our Constitution, in his own words, is that it is a document of negative liberties where it should be a document of positive liberties. Well, that's what the Soviet Union Constitution was. A document of positive liberties, the things the state must do, instead of what our founders did, the thing the state cannot do. It's fundamentally different. Its foundation is 180 degrees out of whack. That made us nervous. To say he doesn't have a problem with taking something from you and giving it to somebody else, that's redistribution of wealth. He talks about healthcare and has said that, or I'm sorry, one of his people, the people he appointed the head of his healthcare movement, one of the architects, said that wealth redistribution must be the centerpiece of any healthcare legislation. Okay, that's a problem. Yesterday, everybody's talking about Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning. There's another one that was released, and this one, and by the press ignoring it, downplaying it, dismissing it, is the reason why we have such distrust for the press, and is the reason we have worried so about President Obama. It's not his words. With Donald Trump, so far it's his words, and his words can be frightening. What are the actions behind the words? We're going to find out. And I hope we find out good things. Yesterday, the words say one thing, the actions say another. Yesterday, the president released Oscar Lopez Rivera. Who is he? A Puerto Rican nationalist and one of the leaders of FALN, F-A-L-N. In 1981, Lopez was convicted and sentenced to 55 years in federal prison for seditious conspiracy, the use of force to commit robbery, interstate transportation of firearms, conspiracy to transport explosives with an intent to destroy government property. He was also in 88 sentenced to an additional 15 years for conspiring to escape from Leavenworth. He's one of the 14 convicted FALN members offered conditional clemency by Bill Clinton in 99, but he rejected the offer. Why? First, let me tell you how bad of a guy this guy is. In about 1980, in Chicago, another connection to Chicago and that circle of friends of Barack Obama that exists. I'm sure he knows about this guy because of his connections to the circle of old Marxists in Chicago. I could be wrong. But that is something that if the media took serious, we could dismiss. So in 1980, a robber breaks into an apartment. He's so freaked out by what he finds, he goes to the police and says, "Hey, I want to tell you something. I was trying to rob this guy's house. You guys need to know what I found." Now, that takes something, doesn't it? So what did he find? He found an apartment full of explosives, high-end explosives, and plans of government buildings in Chicago. This is a group that is a communist, Marxist, radical group that wants freedom for Puerto Rico to become a communist state. Cuba. And this is one of them. He's one of the 14 convicted members. He was tied directly to the bombing of one federal building and to the explosives and the plans in that apartment. He said he's a freedom fighter. He's an avowed communist. He's an avowed, I would call him terrorist, but he says everything that he has done and was justified. He said this is an illegal court. I'm not going to participate in this trial. He didn't participate. He's admitted it. He has stood on that he was right and that he would do it again. In 99, will you take the deal and say you don't have anything to do with it? You're not going to be involved. No. In 99. He has been an avowed Marxist communist terrorist since the 1970s. And Barack Obama decides to pardon him. Now, what are the details of this? Who is this guy? Why is this guy so important to pardon? Who is influencing the president to bring him up on his radar? Why does he even know about this guy? I don't keep track of the Marxist terrorists that are in prison. Who is? They obviously influenced Bill Clinton, because Bill Clinton, I don't think, was hanging out with Marxist revolutionaries. Maybe he was. But he didn't have a history of it. Barack Obama does. And then when he does things like this, it makes people who think that Marx was wrong, always wrong, and every time it's tried, it ends in violence and massive graves, we're concerned. And because everyone on the left dismissed it, mocked, and ridiculed, we started to think, gosh, everybody is. Everybody on the left, everybody who's a Democrat must be a Marxist because they don't care. I don't believe that's true. But as you're trying to figure out Why? Why does nobody trust the press? Why was everybody so freaked out about Barack Obama and Donald Trump? You know, he's clearly a bad guy. This guy had nothing. He was just a great guy and a hero and an all-American guy. No, there were many things he said and more things that he did that verified concern that he has serious Marxist tendencies and surrounded by bad people. I can understand why you fear the next guy. Please, if we're going to make progress, you have to understand why we feared the last guy. If you can admit that and say, ah, I see, and your fears are valid, just like I say, I see, and I can validate your fears. I may not agree with them, but they're valid. Then, and only then, can we make progress. But somebody on the left has got to step forward and say that. But it'll take massive, massive cojones, because you're not going to be popular with your side. Last year, one illegal operation involving payment of back taxes owed conned 6,400 people out of a total of $36 million. One identity theft. One out of every four scams last year involved this kind of a scam. The next most common scam involved phony bill collections and contest prize winnings. People just want to make them go away, or they want to believe they're going to be rich. LifeLock can help stop this. They put the bad guys away. They catch them and help police put them behind bars. No one can prevent all identity theft, monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock will scan hundreds of millions of transactions each second. Can you imagine that? Every single second. And if they detect your information is being used, they send you an alert and they start tracking. LifeLock is the best identity theft protection available. Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus sales tax. Go to LifeLock.com, 1-800-440-4936. Use the promo code Beck. 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership, 1-800-440-4936. 1-800-440-4936. It's LifeLock.com/Beck.
Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BECK.
Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
Hello and welcome to the program. I think today we are in for substantial problems. I have said in the past that I wouldn't put it past Barack Obama to pardon on his last day. Do you have any of the? There has to be predictions that pop up this week.
The two that are popping up are the blind sheik that you mentioned, which could happen.
And the other one?
The other one, Mumia Abu Jamal.
I would think that would that be more one. Likely. Yeah.
I'll bet you that one happens.
And now, that one's interesting in that it does appear that it would be difficult for him to do, because he was convicted at the state level, federal.
He usually does
so
federal.
So he could theoretically get in some battle to get that done, but it would be very difficult.
The shake was federal, right?
Yeah. So the blind shake, those were my two, the blind shake and Mumia Abu Jamal. I'd like to add another one. Is it possible that the president pardons everyone who's in prison for marijuana charges?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
They said today, substantially more people are going to be pardoned, and he's already pardoned 260, not 209.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.